Hello and welcome to the Florida CPA Today podcast with Mia Thomas, former chair of the FICPA and current director of learning curriculum development for the FICPA. And now it's time to hear from your host, Mia Thomas.
Thank you for joining us on today's podcast. Today we will talk about marketing tactics that lead to business growth. With us today is Dan Henn, a CPA and member of the FICPA Council. Dan is a frequent blogger to help businesses and individuals and owns a CPA firm in Brevard County, Florida. Dan and I go way back in the 90s when we served together on the FICPA Accounting Careers Committee, and we hosted softball tournaments to raise funds for our FICPA Minority Summer Residency Program for high school students. Those were such fun times on the softball fields and working with the high school students in the summers. Dan, it's a blast to have you here, and thank you for being with us on today's podcast.
Well, Mia, it's a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to be with you and to talk FICPA things in the history of the FICPA. We've had a long history of a lot of involvement and a lot of things that we've done. And I love playing softball. Don't have quite the time as I do today to be able to play softball, but it's great to be here.
Well, what I love about you and just having watched you evolve from your firm, you know, going out on your own and then building it to what it is now, I just love reading your blogs and how you're constantly on the forefront of keeping your clients and the community informed on emerging topics and helping them to grow. So I really enjoyed your blog on marketing tactics because it applies to all sizes of companies. And just like anything, communication is one of the keys to success. Sometimes communication is not enough, or sometimes it's too much. And in your blog, you shared those two differences. Like, sometimes you may do too much, and sometimes you may do not enough. Can you share with our listeners what you meant by each of that?
You know, just to give a little bit of a background first on me, after working 16 years for others, I worked my way from a very small firm in Tampa all the way working to KPMG. Coming back down the spectrum, working down, and finally after 16 years, I said it was time to go work for myself. I started my own firm, and that's been 9.5 years ago that I did that. And I learned, you know, a little bit the hard way on how to, I mean, everybody knows networking and doing that kind of marketing aspect of it, but trying to get out and acquire clients, and I started to do that. But I've learned that from the standpoint of communication, there's the spectrum. You know, there's the doing too much communication, and then there's doing not enough. Too much communication, because we love email, being we all know how email is. Our clients are the same way. They don't like to get tons of email from us, and eventually you do too much and you get tuned out. You either get in the spam filter, they delete you, they unsubscribe from you. I mean, and you could be their advisor, and they could end up doing that. Mm. To the other spectrum, that if you're not doing much, if anything, they may forget about you is the whole other. It's amazing how when I have a new client come to me and I'll talk to them and I say, so who was your prior preparer? They will tell me, I don't know, what's his name? Because, I mean, and you could have been there for years. It's just because they saw you once a year and they didn't have any other communication from you. So that's just the opposite ends of the spectrum. Not only that, but you need to do multiple touches from different media.
Right.
So you do some email, you do some letters, do a newsletter, doing podcasts, doing blogs, doing different things that you can get that information out to your clients so that they can understand what's going on, keep them abreast. I mean, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act probably drove us all crazy just because there was so much to know, that yet there was still so much that the IRS couldn't give us, and yet we couldn't really give great answers to people other than here's what we do know. And for those people that were doing that, they were getting that message across. And for the people that couldn't do that, that's when people started, you know, that's when they leave because of that lack of communication.
Do you do things like Christmas cards, birthday cards, things along those lines? I've heard that you should write a card to the person's dog or whatever, like things along those lines.
There's a book that I read called Giftology by John Rulin. And John he's a former Cutco knives guy.
And I own Cutco knives.
And yeah, well, a lot of people do. almost bought them myself not that long ago. They're usually college kids, and they're out trying to earn their way through college is what they do. And because of his knowledge and experience there, he learned how to best try to gift people things. It's a really good book on how, like, there was one story about, you know, when you're really trying to, say, win over a prospect, that or somebody that you, you know, a networking associate or, you know, some referral person, that if you knew their wife, you knew their administrative person, that you can get access to, like, their mother on Mother's Day, mm-hmm. that you could write a note to their mother, that you could say, you know, what a great person you have. You know, you can do this for employees. You can do this for, you know, other clients of yours. So there's different ways to do this, although you got to be careful with that because sometimes that can be a little creepy, I guess, when you get something like that. But if it's done right, it obviously is very effective. Now, to come back to answer your question, in terms of the cards, I prefer to do, this is something I actually learned from my last firm, they would send Thanksgiving cards. Don't do the tradition. Everybody sends a Christmas card. Send something different. Send them a Valentine's card, you know, especially during tax season. Send them a It's National Hot Dog Day card. Do an actual card. I use a service called Send Out Cards. It's a great service to be able to do certain things like that. You can even use it to send quarterly estimated tax postcards or something of that nature. Hey, it's time to make your payment. There's a lot of different ways that you can do certain things to get them automated. But that's from a marketing perspective, you got to be different, doing something that the others don't do. And secondly, from the standpoint of communications, sending certain things by hand. So a handwritten thank you note, whether, now I've been told that it's better if it's not on your letterhead type of card, you just get some kind of note card and say thank you or congratulations or whatever. It's a forgotten art, you know, in nowadays in the electronic age. Right. That's another good tip that you should do. Although, make it specific for the client, especially if you can detail certain things out there. I did this once with an administrative assistant. And I said, here, do all these cards. And I wrote out, this is what I want you to write in the cards. And she started writing them out. And these all went out when I went on vacation. Later come to find out, she wrote Dear Client on them. And I'm like, oh, you know, I wanted them to have everybody's specific name in, you know, like Dear Joe, Dear Sally kind of thing. And then we all signed them. It just didn't have this the same pop as it would have had it had their personalized name.
Right. And I actually take it one step further. I actually make cards. And then on the back, it says handmade by Mia Thomas.
Right. So, well, if you've got young kids, it's another thing that you can do. I mean, yeah. I've even heard from a good marketing perspective, like if you use direct mail and you can have a child that can write in crayon, you know, mm-hmm. put their address, you know, because usually when you're trying to do direct mail, the first part is trying to get it opened. So right. using handwriting them, using them crayons, put stickers on the outside, make them odd size shapes, putting stickers on the outside. So there's a lot of different things that you can do from that perspective.
I love it. That's so great. So Dan, you are so spot on. Showing value in your message is a real key to being trusted and also providing valuable information. Thank you, Dan, for reminding us the importance of communication, following up, and sharing your experience with us. You can learn more about building and transforming your business with our continuing education courses by visiting our website at www.ficpa.org or by calling our office at 850-224-2727. Until next time, keep smiling.
Continue the conversation with the Florida Institute of Certified Public Accountants. Become a member and follow us on social media for today's trends and hot topics.